talk some Duck Hoops with the coach of the number 9 team in the country. Apparently, they have just deplaned. Big win, margin-wise. But the question in the next couple days, the caliber of opponent skyrockets. Let's bring in Coach Graves. Kelly Graves, happy Monday. How are things?
Steve, I'm doing good. You can probably hear the plane. We're out on the tarmac. I'm going to hop onto the bus. It'll be a little quieter.
Wow. They don't have terminals in Mississippi these days?
Well, we chartered, and we chartered into, I think, I don't know what it's called. But Starkville itself is not very big. So we're into a little regional airport here somewhere. But anyway, hey, good to be with you. Sorry about the hassle. We were a little later than we were supposed to be.
That's fine. Literally better late than never. In the past, I've asked you about the crossover, how the basketball coaches interact with the other coaches, maybe talking strategy or, you cross paths. Last week was a unique week with the football coach leaving. I'm kind of curious as to what kind of buzz there is in the athletic department during a time like that, when, a coach who's like the face of the program, is he going to leave? Is he going to go? What are you allowed to say? How do you guys handle that? Because it's something, as somebody who's coached as long as you have probably come across.
Well, we certainly have interest in what was going on. It's such a high profile program and means so much to the university. I really liked Coach Taggart. He liked my program, was good to our kids, good to our coaches, and equally, I really enjoy Coach Cristobal. And we were worried about it, but the honest truth is, Steve, we kind of have our nose to the grindstone, so to speak, we're worried about ours, so I didn't really get a chance to dive into it as if we were maybe in the off season or something. Then I would be, I think, I'm much more interested. But it sounds like they got the right guy. We certainly hope so, and onward we go.
Last week after the Weber State game, I said sometimes you grab the stat sheet and a number or a stat will tell a story, and that was 28 assists to 5 turnovers. And in this win, I don't even know where to start. But how about when you grab more offensive rebounds, 16, than field goals allowed, 15? That seems like you would take that every time as well.
Well, you would. With all due respect, Southern Utah is not a great basketball team. I still liked our effort. I liked the fact that, there was no letdown. You and I have spoken before. I never use finals as an excuse in any form or fashion. But, sometimes they're a little distracted and not thinking about basketball. But I was really proud of our kids to go out and do that. And you mentioned the 28 assists, 5 turnovers. Well, in the Southern Utah game, I think we had 30 assists and 10 turnovers.
Right.
So, I'm no mathematician, but what is that, about 58 assists and 15 turnovers? I think any coach would love that kind of production and unselfishness. So kids are playing pretty well.
Yeah, in a game like that, some of the best pictures I saw was on the bench late. You saw your starters, Maite, Sabrina, Ruthie, Bando, jumping up and down, cheering on.